All right, let's get started. So today, the title of our word together here is called God Shaped You for Work. And you're probably already thinking that that means the job you go to every day. But let's just follow along. God shaped you for work. And our verse is 1 Corinthians 12, 4-6. And it's, there are different spiritual gifts, but the same Spirit gives them. There are different ways of serving, and yet the same Lord is served. There are different types of work to do, but the same God produces every gift in every person. So in architecture, form follows function. You know, tell me what you want to use the building for, or I'll tell you how to build it. But in human beings, it's the exact opposite. Function follows form. Figure out how God shaped you and how he wired you. Learn what he's given you in your shape. And shape, S-H-A-P-E, is an acronym for spiritual gifts, heart, abilities, personality, and experience. Then you'll know what you're supposed to do with your life. So God gives us these gifts. Everybody's got gifts. It might be, your gift might be that you're a gifted athlete and you use your talents on the field to glorify God. Or your gift might be preaching. Your gift might be that God blessed you to be able to preach and to lead people to the Lord. Or it could be whatever. Everybody has different spiritual gifts. And the thing is, you've got to know what you've given and then how to use that so you know what to do with your life. God doesn't put people on earth without giving them a life's work. Your life's work may be your job, your career, or how you serve your community. Work is part of God's purpose for your life. You're not on this planet just to be a placeholder and use up resources. You're here to make a contribution, and your contribution is based, again, on your shape, spiritual gifts, heart, abilities, personality, and experience. God never gives you work to do without giving you the means to do it. That's why you have spiritual gifts and the other parts of your shape. But they're lying dormant in you until you decide to discover them, develop them, and use them. Our verse again, 1 Corinthians 12, 4-6 says, there are different spiritual gifts, but the same Spirit gives them. There are different ways of serving, and yet the same Lord is served. There are different types of work to do, but the same God produces every gift in every person. Notice it didn't say that every person gets the same gift, but it says that God produces every gift in every person. So knowing your shape helps you answer some of life's biggest questions. And again, shape, spiritual gifts, heart, abilities, personality, and experience. All those go in to shape who you are and what you're here to do. So knowing your shape helps you answer some of life's biggest questions. What's God's will for my life? What does God want me to do with my life? What should be my ministry? Ministry doesn't mean working in a church. Everybody has a ministry. What should be my mission in the world? And lots of times your mission in the world is your ministry. But again, your shape explains where you should be headed. Your shape helps shape your work, the work that God has for you. So the three questions are, what does it mean to you personally to know work is part of what God created you to do? Two, how are you using your shape in your job or career? How are you using it in ministry, in your ministry? And God never gives you work without giving you the means to do it. What work do you think God has put in front of you that he's gifted you to do? Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for this time, but we thank you for the spiritual gifts that you've given each and every one of us, God. And I just pray that, God, that we know what those gifts are, that we know what we gravitate to, that what we feel like we are gifted to do and what we're here to do, and that, God, we will carry forward and carry through with all that you've given us and what you expect of us. God, I pray that we live a life that brings you glory, and that we live a life that is what you put us here to do. Thank you again for this time together, for this call, for everybody on the call. God, thank you for our company. Thank you for everybody that makes TTE what it is, God. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Pray in the name of Jesus. Amen. Everybody have a great day.